But if a bunch of guys walk in, in fact, one of the videos I was watching last night about these guys doing this, somebody asked the guy a question, one of the young men carrying his big gun, his helmet and all that stuff. He said, what do you think about going into the New Orleans area like this and doing this to these landowners? He said, I don't feel good about this at all. He said, I don't like this. He said, I never thought I would ever see anything like this in America. I never dreamed that I would have to do this in America. These were our boys. I used to be one of those. I was a military man. I did go to Korea. I did go to Vietnam. I did fight for this country so I'd have freedom to live in this country. And let me tell you, I ain't forgot how to fight. You know? I will not let anybody run over me and my family. There will be war. I am not going to bow down to nobody that comes in and tries to take away what I've worked for all my life. I don't care who they are, federal government or anybody else. I may get put in prison. I may get killed. But there may somebody else get killed with me. You know, I ain't going to bow down to them. I am not going to bow down. I want you to know now. Now, I'm going to be humble and I'm going to be gentle to the body of Christ. I'm going to work with you in all patience. But when somebody comes in to try to hurt me, I ain't going to be that guy. I ain't going to be him. I'm going to be violent because the violent takes it by force. What did God send those people into the land of Canaan to do? What did he tell them to do with those people? To do what with them? He told them to kill every man, woman, and child. Because he said, they serve another God. They don't serve me. So you're to rid all evil from among you. Tear down all their temples and kill every man, woman, and child that serves another God besides me. Was that what God said?
Yes.
You think he's changed his mind?
No.
I don't either. So I ain't going to let somebody that serves another God come in and take this country from me. I mean, there's going to be a battle. But we're going to have the most awesome war on these premises, the way I look at it, and it may start any day. I don't want to scare you. But be ready. You know, it could happen. I believe we'll be at war with Iran before September. I believe we're that close. And when we start war with Iran, all those at least 70 Muslim camps, those people that are not serving the living God, that are hidden underground right here. We was in Atlanta the other day. There's several people there knew of that huge underground Muslim camp right near downtown Atlanta where there is 500,000 plastic sealable coffin stacked outside that the United States government bought. They plan on burying somebody. 500,000 coffins bought. There's something going on in America that we don't know about. I asked while I was in the meeting down there, I said, I've seen these on video. Is there anybody in this meeting seen or heard of or know of this 500,000 plastic coffins that are sealable that are right here somewhere close to Atlanta? And some people held their hand up and said, yeah, they're right up here on Interstate 20. We know where they are. I said, okay, so it's a real deal. They said, yeah, they're real. We've seen them. Who bought them? The federal government. What are they going to do with them? They plan to bury somebody in them. They plan to bury somebody, but they ain't going to bury me in them. If they do, it's going to be after the fight. I ain't going easy. I ain't going to be like the Jews was in Germany. I ain't going to let them come in and take me. I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight. You know, I want you to know I'm going to be a tiger until they kill me. But it says here, be patient with each other, making allowances for each other's faults because of your love. That's what we're supposed to do to the body of Christ. Now then, let's go to 2, 3, and 4. Always keep yourself united in the Holy Spirit and bind yourself together with peace. Now this is talking about the believers. This is not about the world. This is the believers. We're supposed to treat each other like this. Do we do that in the church? No, we don't do that. Like I said, somebody will say, you know, don't go down to that crazy church down there. There's a bunch of stupid guys that climb on the shingles. I mean, climb up on the roofs and hang off the curtains. They're a bunch of crazy Pentecostals down there. Well, don't go down to that Baptist church. Them people won't teach you nothing. You know, don't go down there. Or them Church of Christ. Don't go over there. You ever heard people in the church talk about their brothers and sisters like this? Of course. You know, we're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to be humble, patient, gentle, and everything with everybody. And that's why I don't talk about doctrine. My doctrine is the Word of God. I don't care, you know, if you don't believe it. If you don't, well, that's all I do care. I don't want you not to believe it. It says we are all one body. How many bodies?
One.
I mean, he didn't say we got Church of Christ, Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Pentecostal. He didn't say that, did he? We're all one. And we have the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And we have all been called to the same glorious future. Whoa, what is that glorious future we're called for? To reign and rule with Christ forever. That's what we're going to do. He's training us and teaching us how to be overcomers to reign and rule with Him in eternity. Somebody said, oh, when I get to heaven. When we all get to heaven, you know, we sing that song, we're going to sit on a cloud and play a guitar. No, forget that nonsense. You ain't going to sit on no cloud and play no guitar. He's training you how to be an overcomer to reign and rule with Him in eternity. You ain't going to sit on some cloud playing some guitar or some harp. He got a job for you in eternity. You're going to be His governors, His administrators. He's going to be the dictator in the new kingdom. He's going to reign and rule with a rod of iron, and you're going to be His governors and administrators. And that's what we're going to do. We're not going to be sitting around doing nothing. We're going to be busy. That's what He's training us how to do. That's the glorious future that He has for us. Now then, if we're obedient and do what He says and we become an overcomer, then you get a great position. Do you know He says that when He told the boy that He gave the 5 talents to, He said, what'd you do? He said, I went out, sir, and made 5 more. He said, good, well done, faithful servant. He said, come in, I will put you over many cities in the kingdom. Ooh, put Him over many cities? Wow. Don't worry. Somebody says, I don't want to be over many cities. Don't worry. If God puts you over many cities and you're there, He'll give you the power to rule over them. You don't have to worry about it. He'll give you the power you need, the strength and everything else. You're not going to be living in this little frail body that you live in right now. You're going to be living in a glorious, glorified body just like His that knows no time, no realms of time, distance, or speed. Isn't that going to be awesome? Hey, praise the God, Lord. Okay, let's go see what He says in 5 and 6. There is only one Lord. How many Lords are there?
One.
Have we got Buddha, Mohammed, Allah? Have we got all these guys? No, these guys ain't God at all. There is only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and there is only one God and Father who is over us all and in us all and living through us all. So when somebody tells you, well, I'm serving, like that guy on the front page of the paper, somebody gave me in Atlanta the other day, some guy from Washington, theological seminary graduate, professor, teacher in the seminary, got a great revelation that the same God he served and the God, the Christian God, and the same God that he served and the ones that the Muslims serve, Allah, was the same God. I thought, what a stupid man. This guy, how can he be a seminary professor and believe that junk and read this book? I mean, it comes down, you want to know why I don't talk about doctrine? I only want to talk about the book. That's good doctrine, right? The book is good doctrine. It tells us who we are, what we can do, and the name of Jesus. And it tells us who's our Lord is. Now, I'm going to tell you, just like the other day when I was out here at the airport. I mean, I walked in the airport, I was having a radio worked on the airplane, and I walked into that radio shop, and when I did, I walked in to see if they had through with my airplane, and the guy, he says, oh, by the way, Thurman, he says, meet so-and-so here, said he's got a flight school over in Meacham. I said, oh, praise the Lord. I said, you know Jesus? He said, no, the guy said, no, Thurman, he's a Muslim. He said, the same God he serves is the one you and me serve. I said, oh, no, he ain't the one I serve. I said, the one I serve is Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The one he serves is the devil. I mean, I'm quite blunt. You know, I'm quite bold with the word. He didn't know what to say because he didn't know nothing about his God, see? I said, by the way, brother, let me ask you a question. When's the last time you saw your God do a miracle? He said, well, I ain't never seen Him do a miracle. I reached in my back pocket and I pulled out one of the testimonies of miraculous healings. I said, here's 2 DVDs with 16 mighty stories where God that I served done all kinds of miracles for people. I said, watch them. You'll see who's really God. Hey, do you know it's come to the time where people say, well, you were a little bit bold there. You might have offended Him. Praise God. That's what I plan to do. You know, I ain't going to let nobody run over me. Don't you think it's time we stand for what we believe in?
Amen.
I mean, back in the days, the government. You know what the government's doing to us now? This is becoming common knowledge. They have contacted 26,000 pastors across America. I know that's not a whole lot compared to the number that's there. But the federal government is telling these pastors, start teaching from your pulpits. Your people must do what Romans 13 says, obey the government. See, that's the same lie that Hitler used against the Jews. You must obey the government and do what we say. Well, now FEMA is teaching us, asking our pastors, and they've already talked with 26,000, according to the information I got, and have required that the pastors start preaching from their pulpits. You're supposed to obey the government in all things. If martial law comes along, they're here for your good. They'll be doing the right thing for you. Obey them. Whatever they tell you to do, obey them, because God told you to obey them in His Word in Romans 13. Yeah, God did tell you to obey the authorities, but He told you to obey the authorities when the authorities obey God. That's the difference. Now, if these guys are not obeying God, what does that mean? Have we got an example in the Word of God where that they told Peter and John, they brought him in and said, how did you get this man healed? We got him healed by faith in the name of Jesus. Don't you ever. Now, this is the authorities. Don't you ever use that name again. What did Peter say? Okay, you're the government. We won't never use that name again. What did he say? I'm sorry. But it's better that we obey God rather than you. Is that what they said?
Yes.
Is that what we're going to have to say?
Yes.
That's absolutely. In other words, if the government tells us to do anything that does not line up with the Word of God, and of course that's where you're going to have to know the Word. If you don't know the Word, you're going to obey them. And when you do, chances are you're not going to do the right thing. Now, Peter and John knew the right thing. They were led by the Holy Spirit. You're supposed to be led by the Holy Spirit. So when you get that in your spirit, you'll say, okay, God said in His Word, this is what I'm supposed to do. Now then, if you're from Him, what He tells you, you'll tell me, and it'll line up with His Word, and I'll obey you. But if you send somebody to my home, like that video I watched last night, of those big, beautiful homes in New Orleans, that those FEMA men walked in and absolutely knocked the doors down.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.